When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg. No Curtis. We've got Wiggy. We've got Chime. It's Wiggy and the Woman as we get closer and closer to Christmas break. And we've got some Diana Russini breaking news, Chime.
Yeah, so Diana Russini has tweeted out an update to her report that she had last week, where she had reported that Robert Kraft had been telling people in private that the plan is to stick with Gerard Mayo. They knew there were going to be some bumps and bruises following Belichick. Kraft would like a multi-year run for the 38-year-old head coach, and they're looking for every reason to keep him for 2025. Yet he still has to finish strong the last 3 weeks, three games against playoff teams.
Okay, see, this is what I was just talking about. I don't understand what they would want from him with what this team is, who they are, the talent that is on this team, and how they expect him to finish out strong against the Bills, the Chargers, and the Bills again.
Well, you got it means, you know, it means show some fight. Maybe you lose the game, but you're in the game, and it's one of those situations where you go, okay, they lost, but they played well. The moral victory Monday type of performance these last three games.
It feels like the Crafts are just doing, like, all they're worried about is PR at this point. They're leaving themselves an open door in case everything goes horribly the last 3 weeks. They can be like, yeah, we're just going to part ways with Gerard Mayo, like, it is what it is. And yet, they still want to keep him. It's weird. They're just sitting on the fence and hoping that Gerard Mayo makes the decision easy on them one way or the other.
I don't know. That just seems crazy for me. And you said in our group message, because Curtis just sent it to us, and you said, you know, it's not just Mayo walking things back.
Yeah, it's this whole organization loves to walk things back. They love to do the moonwalk.
Well, then that can't be a reason in which to part ways with Gerard Mayo, that you're upset that he's walking it back if everybody else is doing it as well.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And again, this is on the Crafts more than anybody else. They were the ones that did not supply a legitimate NFL roster to start the season.
Yeah.
Nobody knew, outside of like a handful of us, that Drake May was going to be awesome when he stepped on the football field. They clearly had no idea he was going to be this good, and they did not supply any NFL talent. Their offensive line is just a bunch of practice squad guys and Michael Onwenu. That's it.
Yeah, I just look at it like I don't trust anything. I would not be shocked if Gerard Mayo, if they moved on from him, because at this point in time, with all these reports, can you really trust maybe? We haven't heard from the Kraft, so basically seems like everything that they said that is coming from the whispers around their camp is that they might have made a mistake. So I would not be shocked.
All right. I hate to do this, Shime. You know I hate to do it, but we've got Eric from Texas who has a Shime correction this morning.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, good morning, folks. I'm glad to be able to talk to y'all. You always make my day and my holidays.
Oh,
Shime, buddy, I'm hoping it's the medication. I know you were down and out for a couple days, but saying there are no Thanksgiving movies and forgetting the great Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is almost derelict in your duty as a radio host.
Right.
So, again, maybe it's the meds. Maybe you're missing Greg too much and a boomer being able to correct you. So I'm going to step in and do that. Okay?
I appreciate
you guys.
Eric,
have a great holiday. We love you down here in Lubbock.
Aww. Yeah, there's a lot Merry of movies. There. There's a lot of movies where people are trying to get to a Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Yeah, WEEI.com's own Scott McLaughlin texted me in the break telling me you forgot about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Hand up.
Right.
I completely forgot because I'll be honest, I've never seen it.
That's a holiday movie. So I would ask Courtney this question then. I don't know if you ever seen it.
Probably not.
Because if you think you're so Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Correct.
So is Lethal Weapon a Christmas
never
movie?
Never seen it.
You never seen Lethal Weapon with Danny Glover and Mel Gibson?
No.
So it's similar to Die Hard where they're... You know,
give me the plot.
They're two cops that based Joe Pesci was in it. They're two cops and, you know, somebody's trying to do something evil. And but it happens around... There's like Christmas time is going on in their world.
Okay, then yeah, Christmas movie.
But it has nothing to do with Christmas. It's just, you know.
Then how do you even know it's Christmas time?
Because it's Christmas time in the movie. It's like December, you know.
So they must talk about it.
No, because you know, like, there's Santa Claus and it's like Christmas and, you know, Christmas time is in the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so then it's a Christmas movie.
So that you would consider Lethal Weapon a Christmas
movie. Well, I've never seen it.
But it's similar.
But from the way you describe it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the point I'm getting at is anytime there's a Christmas scene or Christmas element time going on in that movie, you consider that a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
So like Trading Places, you probably never seen that either with Eddie Murphy and Chevy Chase. No, not Chevy, Dan Aykroyd. It was Christmas time in the movie. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying.
The storyline isn't about
nothing to do with Christmas.
It's just the actual moment in time that the movie is being supposedly taken place is Christmas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well,
now we
know that.
I do want to address this text, 508 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. Courtney, Pats lose to Buffalo 41-38. You don't think Mayo and AVP look good? Listen to the football player. No. I get what you're saying there. I just think that if you're the Crafts and you want to base the last three games of the season and use that small sample size as whether or not you keep Gerard Mayo is set up to fail there. And that's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I understand what Wiggy's saying, that if they play close, they keep it close.
Right.
Then obviously, yeah, AVP and Gerard look good, but to say that he still needs to prove himself in the last three games when you've got the Bills twice and the Chargers once, you're putting him up to fail.
I would just like to say actions generally speak louder than words,
right?
And the lack of aggression, the lack of a lack of the feeling that you need to win football games and you need to do everything you can to win indicates to me Mayo and AVP feel very comfortable in their positions.
Even the way that Gerard speaks to us.
Yep.
When he comes in every Monday, he is relaxed. He does not seem like a guy who, and Curtis and Greg will both say, well, when he walks things back, I think that's a clear indication that he may be nervous about his seat. I see it so differently, and I don't know if it's just like the age difference, but I see him walking things back, saying how he's actually feeling as an indicator that he's very comfortable here.
I think he's just reactionary, right?
Yes.
Like that's what, and he's even said it. He's like, sometimes I just let my emotions get the better of me. I say what's on my mind. I don't filter it, and then I have to, you know, couch it a little bit after the fact. And that's just, I think, who he is. I don't think that's I don't think he considers that an issue.
Did you feel like it was reactionary or that you were couching it when you decided to take 2 days off after the Wrapped 2024 came out, or was that just coincidence?
No, that was just complete coincidence.
It is like, I mean, the world works in mysterious ways, and God wanted you and I to end with the same amount of days in 2024.
Well, to be completely fair, though, like, you know, this also didn't include the holiday time we're taking in the next week or so. So if you want to include those too, I'll move down the list a little bit.
Well, we're just talking about what Ken sent us, our boss.
Okay. Okay.
And you and I, 14 days, brother. You and I, the twins on the show, really.
No, I had, I think it was 12 days tied with Greg. So
12 days, and then you got two this week.
Well, so if we're going to count this week, we have to account the rest of the days till the new year, right?
No, just this week.
Why just this week?
I don't know. Ken just did it through this week.
No, he didn't. He did it through last week.
No.
Oh, yes. Because they included your jury duty days, but they didn't include this week. Because Greg's days weren't included in this week.
Well, then Greg ends up with 15.
There you go. So if you want to do it that way, fine.
And Curtis ends up with 12.
All things got to be equal.
Just
so the day you want
the Wrapped came
so
out.
So Wiggy would get what he wants, and he would be at the bottom of the list in terms of flex time.
He's always been at the bottom of the list.
Sit. 2025, that's going to change. I might be at the top of the list in 2025.
Oh, you're going to take the most flex time next
year? I might. I'm going to see if I can.
You should. You deserve it.
I'm going to see if I can
do it. You work hard, Wiggy.
Set a personal record.
Personal record?
Yeah.
What was it? Well, last year, Greg had 24.
Right.
Well, just be careful. You don't want to lead the clubhouse at the entire station.
I might want to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, I might. That's
a real big goal.
That might be set my personal record. Let's see what I can, if I can get to the 20s.
All right. Ken's going to kill us for this conversation. We have Wiggy Not Like the Rest of Us coming up next, and then followed by Nick Kostos to tell you where to put your money this weekend when it comes to betting. But first, here is what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Branding now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics fall to the Bulls 117-108. The Seas made 14 of their 56 attempted threes. The Seas also coming out of this one with three technicals. Jason Tatum had a double-double with 31 points and 10 rebounds in the loss. They have another shot with the Bulls in Chicago tomorrow at 8 p.m. The Bruins also falling in Edmonton. This one went to OT after the Bees came out strong in the first period. 3-2 the final with Jeremy Swayman making 23 saves in the loss. Thursday Night Football had the Chargers beating the Broncos 34-27. Justin Herbert threw for 284 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. The Chiefs have the Texans on Saturday, and the final injury report indicates Patrick Mahomes is good to go. Bad news for Shime, who early bet the Texans on Saturday.
Yeah, I have immediate bettor's regret. I got to talk to Kostos about
still,
this one.
You'll still be fine.
Did you bet them just outright or to cover?
I have Texans by 3.
Oh, okay. And get excited. The college football playoffs can be heard right here on WEEI. Indiana Notre Dame coverage starts tonight at 7:30 after Travis Thomas. And get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. And Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, Courtney, real quick. I got a great Christmas movie for you to watch because you're in the mood for it. Rocky IV.
Because it takes place
great
around
call.
Christmas?
Yeah, because doesn't he give Polly the robot for Christmas?
Yeah, because the fight takes place on Christmas Day.
Okay, then that would be a Christmas movie.
There you
Rocky
go.
IV Christmas movie.
Yeah,
all right,
you
heard it here first from Courtney Cox.
Here is Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently snowing. You can look out the window right behind you, Courtney and Wiggy, if you want. It's currently snowing here in the city of Boston. Flurries should end here probably within the next hour or so. You're going to get more flurries, though, this evening. It's currently 35 degrees, a high today of 38.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. We have been teasing it all morning long, but we've got another segment, another edition of Wiggy, Not Like the Rest of Us.
And now.
I saw something last night.
Yeah? All right. Well,
makes me want to jingle.
Another edition of.
Christmas is what? January 1st, right?
Jermaine Wiggins.
This tickles my fanny.
Not Like the Rest of Us.
People that go up in a plane to go into the eye of the storm.
Yeah, weather people.
They have a specific name, the ones that go into hurricanes.
Weather people.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. Hey, Wiggy, what's Coleman?
Is it Pro Cuomo?
No, we're electricians, dude. Coleman!
It's electric!
That sounds pretty good.
So, Shime, when did this one take place?
So, I believe this took place a day or so ago. It was while I was out here. You guys were talking about Jerry Jones eating squirrels and raccoons.
Yep,
And Wiggy said that this is a very common practice and defended it properly. Here was Jermaine Wiggins talking about eating squirrels, raccoons, chitlins, the like.
Down in the South, man, they
eat squirrel.
They eat some unique things.
What?
How many squirrels would you have to have prepared to be full?
Oh, squirrel is big.
I feel like you would not be satiated.
Nah. I don't think squirrel's big. They're not selling it in like a restaurant.
They're in the Courtney in the South. Squirrel is big.
They eat everything.
My in-laws eat squirrels.
But I'm saying not in the restaurants. Like at home, they're preparing.
No, but they're probably like more of the mom and pop restaurants. You know how we got a million mom and pop restaurants here.
Yeah,
they eat squirrel, they eat coon, they eat all that stuff. They probably look at it and go, you guys eat moose soup, right? Or tripe. My grandmother used to cook the hell out of tripe, and I hated it. But you know what tripe is, right?
Yeah.
Fish.
They love it. Like my wife, they eat chitlins.
What's chitlins?
Chitlins is pig intestines.
Oh, okay. My God.
Right, but tripe is the Italian version of chitlin, except it's cow intestines, and they put it in with like the sauce and the gravy and everything like that. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't eat it. I hated the smell of it, but my grandmother used to make it. Like,
Texter has consumed raccoon skewers down south.
And how they say?
And they say, think mini steak tips.
I'd give that a shot.
Can I get the squirrel souvlaki?
I've had gator nuggets down in Florida. So, I mean, if many steak tips, if they season them up, right, put some of that nice marinade on it.
Ew. Yeah. It is so interesting to me because you said it's very popular, but back during Thanksgiving, you said sweet potatoes haven't really taken off, not that popular because they're not on restaurant menus.
No, I said that they don't. Yeah, they don't put them on restaurant menus.
But then
menus.
You think squirrels are
In the South. Like,
but it's not in restaurants.
Yeah, no, there are like, you know how we have mom and pop restaurants? Like there's a million of them around here. You think restaurant, you think Capital Grill, but when...
Great restaurant.
Right, but... And I'm saying a mom and pop restaurant is basically like every restaurant in the North End. So down South, you've lived there, there's a million mom and pop restaurants that serve up squirrel, like soul food restaurants that serve up.
I lived there for 2 years and I never saw a squirrel or raccoon.
Well, you probably weren't going to those type
of
restaurants.
I was, like the Thirsty Beaver in Charlotte. That was like a hot spot for for like a real Southern.
I'm talking like some of these places that might be off the beaten path. You know, they probably serving up coon nuggets and, you know, squirrel tips and all types.
Xavier Leggett talked about it. I think it was on the St. Brown podcast, how he had raccoon at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's big down there, man. It's big in, like, especially them deep South, West Virginia, Southern country type of states where they eat all that stuff, you know. We look at it, and, I mean, you look at it and go, ugh.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, Wiggy?
I'm a picky eater, so, like, I would probably say the gator nuggets that I had was,
gator
like,
nuggets are good.
The weirdest thing that
what?
I...
You've had it, too?
Oh, yeah, I had them when I was in Nashville.
Oh my God! Do they taste like chicken?
It was like having a chicken nugget.
I feel like everything tastes like beef. I'm not like big into like my father-in-law. He kills deers, and so he always has like deer meat. And
ooh, like venison and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like the way deer meat tastes. I'm not a big fan.
A little
of that.
Gamey for you.
Yeah, but I do love bison burgers.
Ooh.
Bison burger is tremendous.
And some people dragging me on Twitch saying because I said tripe is a fish. Isn't tripe fish as well?
I don't know. I just know it to be pig intestine. Cow intestine.
Whenever I've heard of tripe, I believe it's a type of fish.
So I just type, quick Google, tripe is the lining of beef, hog, or sheep stomach.
But type in tripe fish. I believe tripe is a type of fish.
I know my grandmother used to make it, and I hated the smell of it. It stunk. It's like I told you, it's like chitlins. I hate the smell of chitlins.
Nope. Monkfish cheeks have a tripe-like quality and flavor, but tripe is a lean protein that comes from the stomach of cows, calves, sheep, or deer.
See, when you hear squirrel, you think like they just, you know, somebody hit a squirrel on the street and people are just going to pick it up and throwing it in their back of their truck and taking it down and then throwing it into a pot and making squirrel, you know, like a squirrel soup or something.
Yeah, see, like I'm seeing a 508 texter right now. Gator is like a fishy chicken.
Yeah.
That does not sound appetizing.
Well,
did you
ever have like fish sticks as a kid?
No.
But see, you don't eat anything though. Other than chicken.
Yeah.
Talking about picky eaters over there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a picky eater, but you're even like you don't eat no beef.
I will have steak every so often.
But you don't eat hamburgers, right?
No.
Right. So, and you steak every blue moon. You don't eat pork chops.
No.
You don't eat...
I love all meats.
Right, so do you even eat steak tips?
Yeah, I'll have a steak tip every so often.
But you eat a lot of seafood?
Yeah, I mean, I like seafood. I guess I am a picky eater.
Yeah, because you don't eat like... So.
Yeah, I like fish. I like sushi.
Do you eat cold cuts?
No.
So you eat sushi, but you don't eat like... Oh, that's so weird to me. Isn't for a picky eater, like that's one of the weird, like the interesting things that you would eat
raw
being
fish.
A picky eater.
Yeah, I just didn't grow up eating red meat. My parents eat red meat. I just didn't do it for me. I only ate white meat. And so I think I
what's white meat? Just chicken, you
just
mean?
Just chicken. Right. And then I had turkey in high school. I had my first turkey later in high school.
So every night it was it was some form of chicken.
Yeah.
Do you like?
My first red meat I had as a junior in college, a cheeseburger.
It was the first time you had red meat?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I think that it screwed up my body because now I can't eat a lot of it. It makes my stomach upset.
Do you eat like fried chicken?
Yeah.
So you eat like, okay, so you'll have
she loves the chicken tenders.
Oh my God.
No, not the chicken tenders. Like, you know, like fried chicken wings or a chicken leg. Like if you went to Popeyes or KFC.
No, I would probably get the chicken nuggets. Popcorn chicken from KFC.
So you don't eat any like fried chicken.
No, I do.
But it's.
I don't really like it on the bone.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So if you went to like, you know, some of those places down south, you wouldn't eat like a fried chicken meal.
No. I was leaving Framingham on Wednesday and got to stop by Chick-fil-A, and I forgot how good Chick-fil-A sandwiches are.
Banger.
So you only eat boneless chicken.
Yes.
So you
but
are
it's still chicken.
Huh?
It's still chicken.
If it's still chicken, then why wouldn't you
I don't like the bone. Like I don't like thinking of me eating meat as it being something that came off a bone.
You realize what
it's a mental thing.
Yeah, it's a mental thing.
Okay. But you know what boneless chicken is, right?
Yes.
It comes off the
Yeah. No, I
But there's just no bone in front of
it. I understand, but it's more of just the way in which I consume.
So you eat no wings?
Very rarely. Right.
So yeah, you are
way pickier than
no
I am.
No way.
Yes, when we go
I eat burgers, I eat steak, I
you
eat
don't
pork
eat any seafood.
Seafood is the only thing I don't eat. I don't like seafood, but I eat burgers. I'll eat pork chops. I'll eat beef Wellington.
Oh, beef Wellington's so good.
I'll eat a pot roast. You
good beef Wellington at a Moo. For
I know. I was,
you have that
I was,
dinner with.
I was
Greg.
Waiting for Greg to take me. Still haven't gone.
I love steak tips. Yeah, I love steak tips. So I eat like
you even like steak tartare too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I love steak tartare, especially from Moo. Ocean Prime is good.
Yeah.
So I'm a picky eater when it comes to seafood. You. Don't eat anything.
No, I eat steak. It's just very rare.
Do you eat like a lot of vegetables?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't really eat steak because it's very rare when you do eat steak.
I get it medium.
Well?
No, not medium well anymore. I'll just do medium.
That's okay. Fair. Okay.
All right, that's fine. But I'm saying you might eat one steak a year.
Yeah. Like yesterday, a few of my girlfriends and I had lunch at Lola.
Right.
And we split a burger into fours. We got other things. It wasn't the only thing we had, but that's enough for me for red meat. It's like a fourth of a burger.
That'll be once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said you're an extremely picky eater. But you do eat, and that's why it's always like Shine brought it up, but you love sushi.
Yeah.
Which is raw fish, which I feel like...
I love sushi.
I think that it, and I understand that you can, when you catch a fish, like there, it could be bloody. But when I think of like a rare steak tip where it's like red, it looks like blood, that to me just freaks me out.
Yeah, but you don't have to eat it that way.
Well, I know, but that's why, snobs.
The best way to eat it.
Snobs. Yeah, exactly. Shime, just prove my point.
Love
if you're
it.
At dinner with somebody and I'm like, oh, could I have my steak, you know, medium or medium well?
Yeah.
People
yeah.
will like turn their nose up on yeah, you.
So I'm okay with people wanting a steak medium. I get it. Cause like I know people who just don't like to see the blood when they push, you know, when they push their steak.
Right.
That's fine. If you're getting it well done though, you want a hockey puck. Go elsewhere.
Right. Yeah. It's not blood. It's called juice.
Yeah,
when you
like
cut
blood.
Into a nice juicy steak.
Mm. High pitch Jeff says that there's a roadkill cafe in New Hampshire.
Well, there
Jeff,
you go.
Good morning.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
How are you? Hey, yeah, there used to be a place called Roadkill Cafe, but to go back to Wiggy's thing, tripe. My mother made the best tripe soup ever.
Yeah, see.
She's Colombian, so the best thing is having Colombian food. And I remember one time she forced me to have cow tongue, which made me sick.
Oh,
yeah, they do that.
I knew that it was cow tongue.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. I got laid off on Tuesday. Christmas is gonna stink. But I want to make sure that everybody knows, be kind to everybody this year, this week, because nobody knows what everybody's going through, their struggle. Love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
We love
Merry
you,
Christmas
Jeff.
To all of you.
Stay
and
blessed.
If you're hiring, Jeff's great.
Yep, stay blessed, brother. Yeah, Courtney, I tell you, there's a lot of world out there. They pig feet, cow tongue. I didn't see it all. I mean, I won't eat it all, but I didn't see it all.
Mm. All right, well, Nick Kostos is on the line now, host of You Better You Bet, the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL network and watch from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Fast Channel or Peacock. Nick, good morning.
What's going on? How are we doing today?
Oh, I'm great. We're so close to Christmas break, and you are first Christmas as a dad.
Yeah, first Christmas as a dad, which is really awesome. Trying to stay in the Christmas spirit despite all the work. So we're rocking the Christmas music every day in the house, which is awesome. Trying to get in the spirit. We love it.
And Nick, your wife is Italian, right?
Yes.
Have you ever eaten tripe, or do they make tripe?
So the big joke in my with my in-law that I eat everything, basically. And I love it. I've never had a bad meal. There are only two things that I don't like. I don't like, as they call it, stuffed galamad, which is like squid. I don't like that. And I don't like galamad sauce, which is like squid sauce, like in marinara sauce. I don't like that. And I don't like tripe. My father-in-law loves it. And whenever it's on the menu at a restaurant, always orders it. It, you know, pun intended here, it turns my stomach. I think those are, like the only two things I won't eat.
All right.
Do you do seven fishes for Christmas Eve?
Well, growing up, I didn't, because my family is more, is Greek and is Greek primarily. But yes, now that, you know, we do Christmas Eve with my wife's family, we do the seven fishes.
So
yes.
Would you eat coon then, like, Xavier Leggett down in Carolina?
So, but raccoon is not a fish, though.
No, it's just a... No, it's
just in general, when I eat raccoon.
Yeah, just in general.
I mean, like, I don't know if it's, like, prepared well at a nice restaurant. It probably is pretty good. Like, would I seek it out? No. But, like, if I went to, like a Michelin-starred restaurant and they had raccoon on the menu and it was like, hey, this is really delicious. Yeah, I try it. But, like, am I going to someone's house, like, hacking one up with a cleaver? No.
No, road trip without, we're driving through Carolinas. We're on I-77.
I have to tell you something, Wiggy. I like you a lot. If you gave me $10 million, I wouldn't road trip through the Carolinas with you or anybody.
Really?
I don't know.
No,
you'd learn a lot with Wiggy.
Oh man, we'd have a blast.
No, I'm not road tripping. I'm not road tripping anywhere with anyone in the woods or camping or hunting. I don't do any of that.
No,
stuff.
No, not camping. I'm just talking RV, and we're stopping down and like we're hitting every town, partying it up. We're getting drunk. We're hitting all the shake spots. I mean, we're living good.
Yeah, you know what? Doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
I told you. It's a good road trip. We get an RV. Somebody drives it for us. And
who's going to drive it, though?
Oh, we hire somebody.
I think Shime should do it.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Yeah. Hire somebody.
Courtney, you would never do that.
No, you're right. We.
I don't know you that well, but I know you well enough to know that.
I feel like we know each other well.
Okay.
Yeah. You're my friend. I'm going to bring up somebody that I heard you absolutely just demolished last Friday, but Curtis has his lock of the week. He's not in today. But he's
So does it even matter then?
Well, it does matter because he's been kind of hot when it comes to college football.
Okay.
So he's going Notre Dame tonight.
What's his number? He doesn't know that.
I believe it's seven.
Okay, yeah, so I bet 7.5 with Indiana, so it's, like, not the same bet. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we can go opposite each other for the purposes of this. But, like, worth noting, if Notre Dame wins by 7, I win and he pushes. But, yeah, we can go oppo on this one. I like Indiana a little bit tonight. And, you know, I crushed him last week, right? Was that, like, 10-8 or 10-9 as far as boxing goes?
Like, no, that was, like, a second-round knockout.
People
yeah.
will not stop talking about it. I need, like, a rare content replay or something.
Funny.
Were you what got you so fired up?
Well, I just think, I really think, you know, and it's not just Boston sports fans. Like, New York sports, all sports fans are dumb in some way. The Boston sports fan that doesn't appreciate Bill Belichick, it's, like, offensive to me. Because, you know, like, I am a Giants fan, and I grew up, and Bill was my defensive coordinator, but... You know, Wiggy played for him. I love NFL history. Like, I love this stuff. People can tell, right? You might not like me, but you have to respect the fact, like, my sports knowledge. I've been watching sports religiously and obsessively for 35 years, since 1990. And I got the NFL Encyclopedia for Christmas when I was 6. I read the whole thing. This is a true story. Thurman Thomas was on the cover. I read the whole thing.
You didn't get laid until you got to college, it sounds like.
Well, you know, maybe it was like late high school, but I'm not making the case that it was early here. But yeah, so I love this stuff, and it offends me a little bit that people are kind of crapping on Bill Belichick, especially Patriots fans. Like, have some gratitude, guys. Yeah. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, he went off on him. So, Nick, let's kind of jump into this because I'm excited about it. The college football playoffs, you just kind of talked about a little bit Notre Dame and Indiana. And can you kind of talk about the other games? Is there a game you like more than others? Is there a game that you would stay away from? What's your feeling on the, you know, especially, you know, tonight and into Saturday?
Yeah, so Indiana, I bet tonight, +7.5. This is kind of like my working theory here, and I have no idea if it's going to be right. So, like, I'm not betting. So the first three games, I'm not betting a lot of money on. Like, I like all the NFL games this weekend better. Because, you know, like, when we enter, you know, an NBA playoff or, you know, NFL playoffs, you know, we have years of data, like, years of evidence that says, like, certain types of teams win and certain types of teams lose. This is the first year and the first data point that we've ever had this. Right? And, like, we've never had, you know, first round games, home, you know, college football playoff games. It's never happened before. So, you know, in the FCS, right? I don't know what that means. The college subdivision,
yeah.
Whatever. It's like the Division II, basically, is what they used to call it, right?
It used to be 1AA.
1AA, exactly. We usually see the home teams early on, because they're home playoff games in Division 1AA or the FCS. Mm-hmm. they score tons of points and they usually win. Is that going to be what happens here? Or, you know, let's take a look at the four coaches here. And this is not a leading statement here. I'm not saying I have the answer. I don't have the answer. I think it's really interesting. Steve Sarkisian, Ryan Day, James Franklin, Marcus Freeman. Like, these are not coaches that have historically been great in big spots at covering big numbers. So the way that I'm going to choose to play this here, mm-hmm. I'm going to have small bets on every underdog. And this is not me saying, like, I'm not saying this is great advice. Like, I'll give NFL picks. Like, the picks don't have to win, but I feel good about the bets I make. Like, these, I'm guessing here that I think that the overmatched head coaches are overvalued here, and I'm going to take the points with Indiana. I'm going to take the points with SMU. I'm going to take the points with Clemson. And the one that I actually really like is Tennessee mm-hmm. tomorrow night against Ohio State. Now, we haven't seen Ohio State play a home game since they lost to Michigan a couple weeks ago. So, like, you know, what's going to happen if and when Tennessee takes an early lead in the game? Like, I'm not saying that Ohio State fans will turn on the team, but Wiggy, you know how this goes,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's going to be quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be expecting the worst. I think, and they already are trying to like fire the coach. And I think it's going to get really interesting if Tennessee jumps out to an early lead. So, do I think Ohio State's going to win? I do think the Buckeyes will win at the end. But plus 7.5, I'll take the points with the Vols tomorrow night. Again, this is my opinion. It does not have to be right how this is going to go. All four favorites can win. This is how I'm choosing to play it.
All right, Kostos, I need help. I was duped, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, whatever you want to say. I thought Patrick Mahomes wouldn't play, so I jumped on Texans -3 early.
Like, I don't know, like, why would you do that, though?
Yeah,
like, I'm being serious. Like you should know. You're smart. You should know better.
It was dumb. Yeah, it was really dumb.
On Monday?
Yeah, because I wanted to get the best. I didn't want to lose out on three.
You wanted to get the best of the numbers?
I didn't want to lose out on three, and I didn't think I was convinced
right
Mahomes.
For Kansas City.
Yeah, for Kansas City.
All the way the other way.
Yeah, all the way the other way. Whole way around. So should I hedge into this and just take like take Chiefs -3 at this point and just or 3.5 and just call it a day? Or what do I do?
I don't know. What's your favorite bet this weekend?
My favorite bet
like,
this weekend?
A team that you think is gonna win this weekend.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Who?
Okay. This doesn't have to win. I would moneyline parlay Baltimore and Kansas City.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs will win. I laid 3 with Kansas City because that's you have my number.
I was excited to bet against Carson Wentz. I'm sorry.
But you didn't know that he was playing though.
You're right. And that again, hand up on me. I was an idiot. I don't deny that.
Because I think the audience will, I think they'll like this. You'll like this.
Okay.
So 3 there is what we call an in-between number. So when you see a number like that, because you have to, like, if Carson Wentz is going to play, Houston's more than a 3-point favorite, right? So if the number's 2.5, like Houston -2.5, that's the betting market saying, like, we don't know what's happening here. Like, it's going to be more than 3 if Mahomes is out, and if Mahomes plays, it's going to swing all the way back the other way. Now, that's more shaded towards Mahomes not playing than playing, but even that's like, when you see stuff, like even in the NBA, like if Jason Tatum is questionable for a game and you see the Celtics are, let's say, like, you know, 7.5 at home against like a middle-of-the-road team in the Eastern Conference, that's an in-between number. And if Tatum plays, it's 12.5. And if he doesn't, it's like 3.5. Like, that's how that works, just to explain, like, why that number was what it was.
Shine bet it like a virgin in the first time in a strip club. He basically lost all his money in the first 30
honestly,
seconds.
Honestly, he bet it like a virgin who got the NFL encyclopedia for Christmas when he was 6 years old.
So Nick, do we... Because I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking to put my parlay together.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Should I go... Because you hit me to this, because I used to just do strictly money lines. But then you hit me to this. Should I jump on Pats with points?
So I make my point spreads in the NFL. I don't claim to be Jimmy the Greek. I am Nick the Greek. Mm-hmm. I think my stuff's pretty good. It doesn't mean that it wins. Like, everyone loses. People can win also. I think 14 is probably about right. I did bet plus 14.5. I talked about it on my show on Monday, which, as Courtney said, and you can now watch on Peacock, everybody. How cool
Very
is that?
Very cool.
That's
awesome. Pretty cool. I bet 14.5 with the Patriots. I honestly think 14's okay. I would not bet the game. at this point now. And even my 14.5 bet, I'm a little nervous about because the Bills could win 40-14. And look, the Patriots have been one of these teams where they get bet. How many times have I come on and bet the Patriots? And it's not just me. Like, the betting market likes New England in these games. And then the game starts and Alex Van Pelt's terrible and the owner is like bad mouthing the coaches in the owner's box. So, and they lose by 13 or more. So I guess I lean towards the Patriots, but I would need 14.5 to make the bet with New England.
So Costos, to me, the Patriots feel like the best team to live bet because I feel like they're good for a lot of garbage time points. So if they get down 10 early, it's easy to be like, all right, cool, I'll take plus 21.5 at this point and just hope Drake May gets a bunch of garbage time points, because that's when this offense actually decides to show up, is when they're down 21 points.
Yeah, I mean, like, I honestly, like, if that's how you feel, like, just bet the over in the game. Where are we at here with the total? Is it 46?
46.5.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, Shime, if that's how you feel, and if anyone out there listening, you know, Pate, the game went over last week. It was the total closed 46.5, final score 30-17. Patriots backdoored it at the end. Mine's out of the gutter. We're talking totals. So got to 47. So this one's 46.5. Like, if you think the Patriots are going to get down and they're going to score, that's how the game's going to go. It's probably going to go over the total. So 47 is one of the key numbers when we talk about totals. So if you can bet an over 46.5, that is far better than betting over 47, if anyone is interested.
Do I jump on both the Eagles and Vikings for the the road teams? Are they back? Are the Eagles back? And, you know, the Vikings, are they both for real?
I like the Eagles against Washington. I think 3 is the number you want to lay. Mm-hmm. We're in between 3 and 3.5 right now. Like, I hate, because I don't know if, like, this goes over people's heads. But if you want to win your bets, like, this is the stuff that matters. If you like the Eagle, how about this? I'll phrase it like this. I like Philly. If you like Philly, find a -3 and bet -3. If you like Washington, bet +3.5, not +3. I also, Wiggy, I like the Vikings. It looked like yesterday this game was going to come off 3 and go down to 2.5. Geno Smith told the media he's playing on Sunday. So Geno's going to start. I would wait here. I don't think the point spread's ever going up. I think it can only go down, and if it goes down to Vikings 2.5 -2.5, I would lay the Vikings on Sunday on the road in Seattle.
All right. Okay. Well, there you have it.
I like that. I got to put my pile. You know, I'm just going strictly money line. I'm going to go on that. Oh, and the last one for me, because I don't know if Pittsburgh.
I'm going Pittsburgh this week.
Are you going? I went with Pittsburgh 1 week and they lost me a game.
Yeah, I'm
going.
Just
see, this is not a good read. It's okay. So
they haven't lost me a game yet this season. Knock on wood.
But I feel that, like, I'm with Shime. I feel like Baltimore is like, they're the team.
Okay. I bet Pittsburgh +6.5.
Really?
I think the margins are really fine here. I'll give like a really brief explanation. So last week I liked the Eagles, right, against Pittsburgh. And I don't know if I said it on this show, but like I talked about it all week. Pittsburgh not having George Pickens, they didn't have him 2 weeks ago against Cleveland. They got away with it because mm-hmm. the Browns missed a couple field goals. Jameis threw some interceptions. You know, not having Pickens is a huge deal because he is their downfield passing attack. And then last week, everyone watched the game against the Eagles and was like, oh my God. Like, they can't do anything downfield without this guy. Now, Pickens was ruled out for this game yesterday, so he is out. And now I actually feel like last week, I feel like it was underreported. And now this week, I feel like too much is being made of it. You know, the Steelers do have, and you know, it doesn't have to work this way, but the Steelers have owned Lamar Jackson. Lamar, more often than not, he's on track to be a Hall of Famer, so don't confuse what I'm saying. But he shrinks more often than not in spots like this. Don't believe me. Just like put a microphone in front of his face with the camera, he'll tell you. It's one of the reasons we love him. He's so damn honest. And then you have this, right? In a game with a total of 45, Steelers and Ravens in December. It's going to be cold, obviously, right? Special teams, Wiggy, is special teams going to matter in this game?
Yeah, special teams is going to be huge.
Okay, so question for everybody. And this is going to sound like nuts, but it's the truth. Which kicker do you trust more in the game in the year of our Lord 2024?
Chris Boswell
or Justin Tucker?
Boswell, it's not even close, yeah. It feels like.
And Tucker's going to the Hall of Fame. So, but he's been so bad this year. Remember when these two teams played like 6 weeks ago? I bet the Ravens in that game in Pittsburgh. He missed 3 field goals in that game. Like, cost me, forget about them, cost me a bet, that jerk. I don't know how you can trust him here. So I'll take the 6.5 with the Steelers. I do think the Ravens will win, but I don't think they win by 7 or more. Give me Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but no TJ Watt, though, so that's going to
be... No, Watt's playing.
He's playing?
He's in,
I
yes.
thought they said he was out.
Oh, no, he's in.
Oh.
He is in, 100% in.
Wow.
All right.
Yes. All right.
Well, Costos, we love you so much, and the last time that we'll probably talk to you...
Yeah.
Are you in next Friday?
Yes.
No, I'm not in.
Okay,
yes,
Shyam. Shyam will be here, yeah. So you'll talk to Shyam, but it'll be just
Shyam.
Yeah,
just Shyam.
Great. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think it's me and Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Yeah. All right, I like Fitzy. We can do that.
And first. I gotta go see Nick because Nick's Greek, and you know I love the Greeks because of the roast beef sauce and cheese. I told you it's a Greek thing up here.
Yeah, we still haven't confirmed that.
What is it?
The roast beef three way.
The roast beef three way. That's huge. And
out of all the three ways out there.
Yes, that's the biggest one.
It's my second sexual entendre of the interview for those guys.
And I don't care what anybody says. I've lived in Boston my whole life and I've been around here. The Greeks brought us the roast beef sandwich, and it is the greatest thing in all of world history. Is the roast beef sub or the roast beef sandwich. Sauce and cheese, I prefer it. Onion roll. This is the only three-way that I don't like, but I do my sauce and cheese on an onion roll.
Yeah, we got to get Costos to Boston because there's a lot of Greek restaurants, great Greek restaurants.
And he's got to try the roast beef. You never had that Greek roast beef?
What are you talking about,
man? He doesn't know.
Oh, man.
Of course I know. Greek roast beef?
It's called the North Shore beef around here.
I grew up in Queens, man. It's like one of the Greek capitals of the United States of America, of
they
course.
They do that down there. They got their version of the North Shore roast beef, the James River sauce. With the cheese?
I don't know much about the James River.
All right, well, we have to send you one.
I kayaked the Charles River once.
Why? Really?
Yeah.
One
of my best friends went to Brandeis, so I used to come to Boston quite a bit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that is interesting.
All right, thank you, Nick. Hope you have a Merry Christmas.
It's not that interesting, right?
No, it's not that interesting.
It's not that interesting.
No.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Nick. Do you want to wish us anything?
Yes, a Merry Christmas and minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
All right, there he is, Nick Costos, and that was your host of You Better You Bet, the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's time to say goodbye. Very, very sad to say goodbye. This one flew by for me. Thank you, Wiggy. Thank you, Shyam.
Good job, Courtney, as always, driving
helping
the
me
bus.
Along. Try my best. We have a few people that have been waiting on hold for a bit, so I just want to end with some Merry Christmases and Christmas movie recommendations. So here's Jack in Portsmouth. Jack, good morning.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I listen to you every day. I love it. I wish Curtis was here because honestly, I got on the wagon about 12 days ago and quit drinking because I got a newborn baby child. And he's actually been a big inspiration for that. So I really appreciate him.
Keep it up. I hope
he's listening somewhere.
I'm sure he is. He's probably very, very proud of you. Good job, Jack. Merry Christmas. We'll end with Jim from Manchester. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You have to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay.
You have to watch that movie.
That's a good one.
You'll be crying. You'll be crying at the end of it. I mean, with John Candy and
Steve Martin.
You just cannot go wrong.
All
Steve Martin.
You'll love that one.
I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, every one of you. Wiggy, you know, Shyam, everyone. You know, I know Greg's not there, but I listen to your show every day, and I love your show. It gives me inspiration.
Oh,
it really
you,
does.
Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas.
If I have one Christmas wish.
Yes.
And hopefully Santa's listening somewhere because, you know, I think we do simulcast in the North Pole. Here would be my Christmas wish. Please, Santa, new chairs.
Yes.
For Christmas. If there's any way, and there's these X chairs, they're called. I see the commercials for them.
Yep.
If there's any way Santa can get us some X chairs in here, some new chairs, my back and my ass would really appreciate it.
Yeah, we got to get you a sciatica pillow, I think.
No, it's got to be the chair because then if I get the
lumbar support.
If I have the lumbar support thing, but then I'm sitting all
that
the way.
That would help your butt.
Yeah, but it would push me all the way off the chair.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And now I'm sitting uncomfortable. They have them telling you. Quick Google search of X chairs. So, Santa, if you're listening, can we please get some X chairs in here?
All right. Well, I'm sure Ken Laird is listening. I see Jones and Keith coming in. Coming in hot.
They are coming in hot.
They will be with you now for the next 4 hours. Thanks so much for listening. The Greg Hill Show. We will be back on Monday at Gillette. Me, Wiggy, Razor, Shyam's in as well. All right, we'll be joined by Gerard Mayo, a Patriots Monday. Go Pats. Hopefully we get a good one against the Bills.